Well, we have a guest joining us in the studio this morning. Marianne Mormon joins us. She is representing Friends of the Atlantic Public Library this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You've got a chance for folks to get smart, save some money, maybe have some fun. I mean, books aren't just about education. They're about fun. They're about escaping. They're about getting away. And right now it's about helping out a cause and also getting them inexpensively.
You can do that today at the Friends of the Library book sale.
Friends of the Library. Can you talk a little bit about the group itself?
Well, the group is a group that gets together, and for only $20, you can join the Friends of the Library. And our main purpose is to help the library with their book sale twice a year.
Mm-hmm. Is it an effort to, I guess, move some things out, but also to raise a few funds, too?
Correct. And I'd like to share with you that some of the things that we do with the funds that we have raised. Last year, we spent $500 on a new computer, and I think this went to the genealogy department. $500 was spent to help the library get ready for the Wilbur, which is a machine or whatever it took to get ready for the Kindle and the Nook facilities. We also spent $500 for security cameras, and it's a shame that we have to do this, but we do. Also, we $500 for the discretion of the librarian, and then we spent some money for t-shirts and items to sell at the library sale, at the book sale. So that's what we did with our money. So as you see, we did raise quite a bit of money from the book sale.
You know, it's interesting because some folks look at libraries these days thinking, gee, how do they even survive? Everybody's got computer access at home and they can Google this and find that and with Kindles and Nooks and all these kinds of things. But in reality, you don't have to be left behind by technology as long as you incorporate it and try to keep up.
I think it's amazing. If you'll even look at the parking lot, you'll see how full that parking lot is. And you go inside and you'll see how many people have walked there and have ridden their bicycles and come. It's a vital instrument to our community.
Yeah, remember when the biggest deal about the library is making sure the Dewey Decimal System was all in in place and everything was in order?
I don't think we have to worry about that anymore.
What are card catalogs anymore, huh?
I don't know.
It's changed a lot. For folks maybe who grew up with the library the way they remember it, but haven't been there in a while, they'd probably notice some differences these
days. I think so.
In a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways.
Of course, libraries reach out in different ways, too. A lot of genealogy work done through libraries.
Correct. I think our genealogy department does a fantastic job. And I think they're going to use this computer that we were able to purchase for them.
You bet. And the staff still working hard. They all have their own specialties and things, but they help out in a lot of different ways.
They do.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the book sale coming up. We call it a book sale, but it's more than books.
It's more than books. We have paperbacks and hardbound books. We have DVDs and also cassettes. I would think you would be amazed if you saw the section where we have the magazines that people bring in. A lot of people will save their magazines through the year, and then they'll bring home every month of like the Southern Living. They'll bring in Taste of Home, these kinds of books, quilting books, sewing books, books that people just come and just buy and hoard almost. So we do have a good turnover in those kinds of magazines.
Sometimes I think people wonder, where do all the books and things come from that the library has? And there really isn't one answer.
No, they come from our donors. And as I want to mention, that donations can still come in. We are accepting donations still.
Do you have pretty good success with folks just donating things that they've purchased?
I am fascinated by how many people donate things. We have a wonderful supply of things.
You know, folks take a look at libraries, as we mentioned these days, and think so much about the technological advances that they've incorporated into what they do every day. But there still are a lot of hardcover and paperback books that walk in and out of that library.
There are a lot of people who don't use the Kindle and the Nook anymore. They want to hold that book, and they want to look at it, and they want to see it up on the shelf in their homes. That means a lot to them.
Well, sometimes when folks are planning vacations, relaxing types of vacations, they plan the library right before they leave,
too. They do. It's very important to them. I'd also like to add that when we have finished with our book sale, and we almost finish, that we allow people to take a bag, and for a dollar, they can take as much as they can get into that bag. So that's very, very important to some people. They wait until that last hour, and then they really take what they, you know, want at the last minute. Also, the books that are not sold, we donate to the military. So they get benefit from our book sale also.
How do you decide what gets moved out? Is there a natural rotation of materials in a library?
That is up to the librarian. We have nothing to do with that. But they do give us the books that they no longer want in stock. We have nothing to do with that, yeah. Jim.
Try to keep some things fresh and,
yes.
and mm-hmm. new as best
yes.
you can.
Mm-hmm.
And there's it's a used book sale, obviously. No danger in used books. They
no.
work just as well as new ones,
no.
right?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
They open.
And a lot of that comes from the public.
Yeah.
We do get a lot of used books from them.
Absolutely. So a great way to replenish and then make some money to help keep the effort moving forward. Now, it starts today. For the general public, it'll be 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. today. However, for just a little bit of money, and you'll also get the benefit of, you can get in there a little bit early.
You can get in there at 9:30 to 11:30 on today. And you can have something to munch on and a cup of hot coffee.
And that's
$10.
That's by joining the Friends
that's
of the Library.
That's by joining the Friends of the Library.
What's required of folks who join the Friends of the Library?
$10 and a desire to help raise funds for the library. And usually we will meet maybe twice. And that would be to organize the sale or afterwards to discuss how to spend the money. And usually those things come from suggestions from the head librarian. It isn't that we abandonly decide we're going to settle on this. Usually it's from the discretion of the librarian, and she gives us suggestions.
Right. So if they join, they're not committing themselves to lifting heavy boxes of books
no.
all the time.
No,
or
not
doing
unless
anything.
They want to do that. We try to get a couple of men that belong to the librarian to, you know, to help us do that.
Sure, absolutely. Now, I see that you've got books, which includes paperbacks as well, but DVDs, cassettes, things like that. What types of things are we talking about there?
Oh, last year I was amazed at that. I got some cassettes or DVDs, I should say, that were Broadway musicals. There were some country western things. There were some dance musics. I can't remember what else. There were theater things. I got six or so that I'd never had before, and mm-hmm. they were fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the books on tape type things too, or is that
there
not
some,
part of this?
But I didn't choose those.
Sure.
I've never really enjoyed those. I guess because I've never gotten used to them. You know, I've never used them before.
Well, there are a lot of conveniences folks can find if they
yes.
just ask around at the
yes.
library. Now, Friday's not the only day now today, but also tomorrow mm-hmm. you'll be open
That's
as
right.
well.
Tomorrow we'll be open from 9:30 until noon.
Okay, very good. Do you get a lot of people that come in just not necessarily looking for something specific, just like to rummage through and see
we
what
do.
They have?
We have a lot of people who come for the children's books, mm. and I am amazed at the quantity and the quality of the children's books. It's kind of fun to just stand there in a slow time and read the books, and they are really in good quality.
Folks do read yet, huh?
Yes, they do. Yes, you do.
You know, it's so easy to find other things to do, and folks spend, a lot of young people spend so much time on the mm-hmm. computer letting other people tell us
yeah.
about things, when sometimes it's so much more fun just to sit down and use your imagination
right.
and read a book. So, very good. Again, if you'd like to join Friends of the Public Library, Friends of the Library here in Atlantic, simply stop on by then this morning. They don't have to call ahead. They can just stop in?
No, just stop in.
Okay, and that's 9:30?
Yeah, 9:30.
Okay, and then the general book sale will start from at 11:30, run till 5:30 this afternoon, mm-hmm. and then again on Saturday, 9:30 until noon. So lots of opportunity for you to stop in and see what they have. You might find a treasure you've been looking for all
we
these years.
We welcome anyone that wants to come.
You bet. Marianne, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.